Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will
Blog Talk Radio, Tool and Productions, Tool Entertainment, and we are back from our summer hiatus. So I'm looking forward to bringing on new topics this year, this upcoming season, because this is the season that, so all of our things that we discuss on many different levels. So tonight we're going to bring a special guest on our show that's coming up. We're going to introduce him in a few minutes, but first, I got to introduce, of course, my co-host, Ms. Toya Choices. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Summer's crazy, you already know. But it's always good as we know family. I know somebody wants to see their football play the next game of the year. I wanted to even go into football and talk about the stars because there's a whole bunch of stuff we got to talk about tonight. So I'm going to introduce to some people here our guest for tonight. He is some people that are controversial. Some people say these are misunderstood. So
hello.
Coming out of Colorado. How you doing?
All right, now how y'all doing?
Doing well. Hi, Brandon.
Oh, that's good. One second, brother. You kind of breaking a little bit. You kind of breaking a little bit, my brother.
Okay, all right. We're gonna move along here. Can you hear me a little bit?
Beauty of technology.
You know, we have to go. Okay. So, Brandon, first question, why do you feel people consider your views, your post controversial?
Well, I think mainly women find my posts controversial because I don't think women are used to hearing what men think. I honestly don't think women really do know what men think, or any of the above. It's never came to mind, or it's just something new that they never heard, which I can understand, it's uncomfortable hearing. I can understand, it's uncomfortable hearing and all the above, which I understand, but that's the harsh reality of our life, We can't complain about that.
I'm going to throw some of your topics that you brought out there. I'm going to call it heat check. So I want to throw a topic that you mentioned, and I'm going to see if you want to clarify it, if you recant it, or if you want to say it is. So here's the topic that you brought up before. Women have been so pampered and taken care of so much that they actually think they can survive in a world if they don't have to his fingers and made all the men disappear. Y'all be dead in months. A lot of people got mad at him. Clarify that to me.
Okay. Let's be honest here. Majority of this country was built by who? Men. Now let's be 100. Let's be 100 with that. Far as the buildings, far as the how the whole American works. Now, do women have do women have work in those categories? Like for instance, well, anything that deals with science, technology, economics, and mechanics. There's very few women that works in that category. Majority of women works government jobs, RNs, or retail jobs, or customer service jobs. It's very few women that works in constructive jobs. There's very few women that works in sewage jobs, that work with the economy. Our water system, the sewage system. Very few. It's very few. And I say that because the very few women that does work in that department alone would not be enough to sustain. It will not. And I stand by that.
Okay.
And there we go. Okay. Ms. Torch, what's your thoughts on this here?
Okay. I agree. Right? I actually agree that women don't want to hear what men think, right? And I really do feel like a lot of women want to assume they know what they think. A lot of times men's actions do not always mimic how they feel or what they're thinking. I feel that there are times when men can be robotic, right? Meaning they're going to do what you want them to do because they know you're not going to say nothing, basically, right? That's one side. The other side, you said something about women would not be able to sustain without men, right? I'm on the fence with that piece. And I say I'm on the fence because could women, if we had to come together and, you know, take over every man's job there is just us, right? We can build a house. You know, we can work in the sewage system if we had to. You know, we would be able to run a country if we needed to. And at the same time, they're going to be, you know, at this point is where it gets tricky because we can't eliminate men at no standpoint. I don't really, can we do the job? Yeah. Is it many of us in this field? No. But that's because, like you said, this world was built on men's hands and on their backs, in which I completely agree. Without men, I don't feel like we would be as far as we are. But I think also women are getting into their mind now in the 20th century where if they're like, okay, if he can do it, I can do it. But, I mean, that's cool. But like you say, you still can't do it alone.
That's completely understandable. I mean, I will say this. I mean, I'm not saying women, like, okay, like, for instance, I say right now, I'm going to ask you this question, all right? With the way the world ran right now, with the system and all, suppose if, like, for instance, let's say, like, in Infinity War, like, Thanos just snaps his finger, and every man on Earth disappear. Every man on Earth disappear. How long you think before, how long before the panic kick in? How long you think? How long you think women are willing to survive over something men spent centuries building?
women will survive as long as their life.
I mean, give me a percentage of days. I mean, like honestly, 100% of days before panic kick in, before starvation kick in, before all the above. On how the system ran, that means as far as the water system, power system, economic system, everything, power grid, power lines, skyscraper, so all the above, everything disappeared.
So I'm going to cut it real quick right here. So basically you're saying that women aren't, are you saying women aren't equipped enough to handle this, or they're just not?
What I'm saying is women will not, my theory will be women will not survive long enough to learn.
Okay, so let me answer. Women pay more attention than what man feels, whether they are doing the job or not. Feel like if women, right, snap of the finger, all the men are gone, right? We would live and survive as long as our life force was in force. And what I mean by that is women are naturally adaptive, meaning, no, let's say that, hey, we don't know how to run this plant, right? But there's a manual here that says if we do this, this, and this, it'll keep it cool and keep it running. All we got to do is watch it and make sure we read the book, right? We figure it out.
Ma'am.
Because
ma'am.
Women
ma'am.
By nature
ma'am.
Have to come through.
Ma'am, I understand. I understand where you're going. I understand exactly what you're saying, ma'am. But again, I say, centuries of work, centuries of building. This took centuries to establish.
That's the thing.
Let me finish. It takes centuries to establish. Centuries to get mankind to where it's at right now. Right? Now, you telling me the centuries it took men to get this country established and running, it would take women months to a year?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Because how long before you starve to death, man? How long before you starve to death?
We're not going to starve.
I'm asking, how long before you starve to death? I'm just asking. How long can you go without water? How long can you go without food?
We would die out as a species. We would die out as a species before we starve. Because this is the thing. At this point in time, we don't have to build anything new, right? We just have to maintain, right? So in order for us to maintain, that means we have time to learn. There is no time that we would starve. We would die out from the lack of being able to reproduce before we die from starvation.
Okay,
this is the topic we want to talk about right here. I just want to let you know, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Twilight Productions. We're bringing the heat right now. Brandon Heat, Ms. Toya, they're going over this topic right here. So, Brandon, I want you to follow up with what Ms. Toya said right there, and then we're going to another topic right there. So, go ahead real quick and state your point on this particular topic.
All right. I fully understand, but my thing is, okay, Ms. Toya, this was a question that I seen asked. So, I'm gonna ask the same question to you, Ms. Toya. Men disappeared. Where will you get your water?
Okay, so when man disappears, does everything stop working when they disappear?
I'm asking you, where would you get your water? I'm not asking, it had nothing to do with men at all. I'm asking you, where would you get your water?
The first place I would get it would be in a bottle.
Ma'am.
The second place would be in a well. the third place would be in the ocean. Because me as a person, and I'm just talking about me here, right? I'm just talking about me, right? I know how to purify water. So if one person in a group knows how to purify water, we have water, whether if we got to be rainwater.
So if one person in the group know how to purify water, everybody would have water. So that means that be one person job, only job, is to make water.
That is something I was going to mention. That is something I wanted to mention because you did say that. You said something to the point where one woman's success doesn't mean all women are going to be successful.
Exactly. Yes,
can we agree? Okay, but gentlemen, can we agree, right? If my one task is water, right, can we agree that I can teach someone else that skill?
Exactly.
Yes, it's possible. It's possible.
So if
it's very possible. It's very possible.
Okay, so if I can teach someone else that skill, right? So now there's two
yes,
of
ma'am.
Us who can do water.
Right? Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
But that may not be my only job at this point because I may have more talents and more gifts that I can offer to the group. Because the first thing women are going to do when everything go to crap, they're going to huddle up, they're going to cuss each other out, and then they're going to be like, all right, y'all, what are we about to do? That's exactly how it's going to go.
And
she could be black, white, Chinese, or Asian, and it won't even matter. The same thing is going to come together because women are survivors. And all we got to do at this point, if all the men are gone, is maintain.
This is what we want to do. We wanted to bring the heat. We wanted to get your opinion out. We want to get your voice out here. So this is Love 12
okay.
Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. We got Brandon Heat on one side. We got Miss Toya. This is Mr. Rod Stevie right here. And I want to bring up another topic that Brandon brought up on the Relationship 101 page. If you're not on the Relationship 101 page, you should check it out. It's really interesting. So here's something that Brandon said. Here's one of your quotes. Saying, I'll be submissive for the right man is as ridiculous as a man saying, I'll be a real man for the right woman. So explain your thoughts on that one.
Okay. I will explain that perfectly. As a matter of fact, I could have sworn, may I ask y'all a question? Y'all seen the post that was made from Kerry Hilson lately with the, I will be submissive, a man that will fully provide me such and such, and we'll get the fully submissive woman, such and such, such and such. And I find that fully, I find that ridiculous because to say a man have to earn your femininity is just ridiculous. It's a woman saying, it's ridiculous as a man saying, a woman got to earn my masculinity. You know? Which is supposed to be natural for a man to have masculinity and natural for a woman to have femininity. That what makes men and women. Now,
so you're saying that there's boundaries and levels to the things that that a man and a woman are supposed to provide
yes, we,
for
we
each
have,
other.
We, yeah, right, right. It's what I'm trying to say is basically this is the yin and yang of life. That's the way it's supposed to be. We have certain roles to fulfill. We have certain roles to play. It's not by our call. It ain't by our choice. We didn't write biology. You know? Me as a man, I can never give birth to a child. I can't carry a child 9 months. I will never know what a monthly cycle is. I will never know those things. You know?
All right, the question that a lot of people feel like, that: do you feel that your masculinity will be threatened if the woman makes more money than you?
No. This is the thing. To me, the money and stuff, you know, is I wouldn't say a man would feel intimidated by how much a woman's made, because in all honesty, men like myself, we don't care what you make, because we're going to provide regardless. We're going to do our part. We're going to do our job regardless. Because simple fact, I know already as a man, in order to have or to provide or be a provider and all the above, I have to have those four P's in order: provision, protection, procreation, and one more. I forgot the other one.
Hey,
I forgot the other one. Yeah, it's procreation, provision, provision, protection. One more. It's going to come back to me. I'm going to come back to it. But anyway.
All right.
Those must be the natural principles as a man and as a husband, right? I mean, to say, like I said, it's impossible. I mean, as if, to me, it's like women actually think they can turn that off. Turn that on and off, turn the femininity on and turn the femininity off, as this is a switch or something. Because if you got to do that, then that whole thing is a front and just not real femininity.
So in essence, what you're saying is
vice versa as a
women
man.
Women are trying to be more of the man of the house, so to speak.
Precisely kind of much, you know. Which how the system is and everything, you know, which, you know, is designed that way, kind of. Well, it really is designed that way, which kind of goes all the way back to Section 8, which is to take care of women and children as long as the man is not present.
Okay.
In the household.
So let me ask you this. So if you're saying that a man should not submit, now I agree, right? Nor as a woman. I feel like it should be an equal playing field either way. But to saying the carry, whoever it was, she'd submit if he did X, Y, and Z. Like you said, it's a contingency plan, right? Okay.
Right.
I don't agree with that. I feel like if I have to submit to someone, and I've actually been there, so when I had to, or I did, or I decided to submit, right, that changed me. So I agree with you, Doc. That's dumb as crap. But the flip side to that is, I like that you have the responsibilities of what a man is supposed to be. And a lot of men don't, right? They don't understand those P's, right? And so when you have that other category over there, and I'll give them my 25%, because there are a lot of good single men out there who don't have good women because of that small 25%, right? So what I'm saying is, when you're in here and, you know, you talk about it, the key is the ratio is all for one, right? It's way more women than it is men. Women
birth
way more girls than they do boys. So when women come against these men who don't know no better, who, you know, who mama ain't told them, who grandma ain't popped them, who granddaddy didn't say, hey, boy, you don't do it this way, right?
Right.
We have a problem when the good one comes, because the problem is, and, you know, I argue this with anybody, we are unable to recognize the good one, right? Because we've already made up in our minds what we think that good man should be, or what we think that great man should look like. So we're going to constantly have this back and forth, because I like civil opinions, right? I like honesty. Please give it to me on the plate. I'll pick it up every time. I don't like when people get in their feelings because I'm honest, right? You may not like it, so don't say that. Keep going. It's real easy. But if you're offended, nine times out of ten, you got your foot in the pool.
Right. You know they're saying the hit dog holler.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. So my thing is, I love that you have an opinion, and it's not right for anybody to come against you about your opinion, right? Because you said some stuff that I may not agree with, but that don't come at me hard. It don't hit my heart, right?
Exactly.
Because that's your opinion. But can I understand your point of view? And I definitely can. And I, you know, when you say if any other man disappear or if a woman, someone has to bow down to someone, we'll survive, yes. But bowing down or submitting per se to someone else, that means you're going to lower yourself. And that's not how you do it. That's not how love should work, because love is a choice.
Right, and that's the thing though. If you notice, when it comes to the word submissive, most women think that's pertains to slavery. You know, it's crazy. They think submission means that you do whatever the man say, and you whenever you say jump, you say hi hi and all that. No, not at all.
Submission is allowing your man to lead. That I get where the submit comes into play. A woman has to allow a man to be the head of the household. And like you said, in society today, it's backwards. And like I said, at least 25% of it, you know, ran rapid.
Exactly. And it's so backwards. And this, the thing is, people think I made my posts to be mean and despiteful and rude and belittle women. I hate women who hurt you and all that. But let us be known, I have a black mother. I have a strong black mother. I have a sister. I have two daughters. Two daughters that's growing up in this world right now. And what I'm saying from my black women, no, I do not like. No, I do not like looking on my phone and seeing my black women in restaurants on tables, twerking and stuff, as if there's a nightclub. I know this stuff. I mean, it's too much going on, and it's like everybody's okay with it. And my thing is, it seemed like I only be come hard down on women. No, that's only in the group. Y'all have no idea what I say to my my brothers in real life. Like, my words, no, I don't be kind in words and all, because no. And all my fellas understand it being no disrespect, I'm being real. So, like, for instance, if I say, brother,
that's what I wanted to show, that way you can clear the air and get everything out. We only got a few seconds left on the show. This is always the fastest 30 minutes of a podcast. So, Brandon, I want you to give a shout-out to where people can reach you, where they can hear your music, where they can get in touch with you.
Yes, y'all can hear my music on Instagram at Brandon Heat Music, and also on Facebook. And also, y'all, I want everybody to understand, my women, understand this. A nation can rise no higher than its women. And that's why I do what I do and say what I say.
Yeah, that's deep right there. Of course, Ms. Toya, let everybody know how people can get in contact with you.
Yes, you can reach me on Instagram at ChoicesB, ChoiceB, with a B at the end. You can reach me on Facebook at Ms. Choices on Google Me.
All right. So appreciate you for coming on the show and just voicing your opinion on everything. And until next time, we'll talk.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Y'all have a good day, man. God bless you.
Yep, you too, man.